Let's head out to Arizona. Cubs spring training and game one today. Boog Shambi will be working, and he joins us now, the new Marquee Network guy. A little early for you, isn't it, Boog? Oh, let me press his button there.
Okay.
Are you awake?
Press the button.
I'm not awake, apparently.
I am awake. It's been great being out here, and I'm excited to go. Tomorrow's our first broadcast, and today they open up with their first game.
And are you going to be able to survive out in Arizona, even though Don and Charlie's isn't open anymore?
Man, that's that's one of the, almost every time that I'd come out here, I would go. So it's kind of a bummer, but obviously with COVID as well, it's been a little different. But it's been nice to be in the sun and be around baseball and get a chance to be up close with it. So,
and you're going to be working with JD, and he's the best. He knows everything, and he's almost as funny as you, Boog.
He's funny. No. That's not. He's funnier than I am. JD's clever, and look, over the years, he's someone I've always enjoyed interacting with. We have a connection through Len, but having done so many Cubs games over the years, and then now since I've been hired, we've gotten a chance to hang out a little bit, to talk. I'm just excited. Like, it's one of those, you go into the booth and JD's standing there and you're smiling because you're gonna enjoy it.
Boog, I know you were doing the games, I think Korean baseball, from a remote location, and you've done college basketball, I think, remotely. When's the last time you were actually broadcasting a game where you were on site?
Well, so this year, at the beginning of college basketball, they did this thing in Connecticut called Bubbleville, where we were quarantined at the Mohegan Sun Casino.
Oh, right.
So, you were legitimately like, and teams, probably 30, 40 teams flooded through there. Virginia was there, Villanova was there. I think I did about a dozen games. My last game I did was Illinois at Duke at Cameron Indoor Stadium, where there was probably 100 people in the entire place, including the players and the coaches. But baseball, I did not do a single baseball game from site. And so I think, ironically or coincidentally, the last baseball game that I did in person was actually at Sloan Park. It was when, I don't know whether you guys got a chance to see the ESPN game we did when we mic'd up Rizzo and Bryant and got to talk to them.
Yeah, that was great.
Well, that's the last game in person baseball game that I got a chance to do.
Wow, so this will be great tomorrow, just being able to be to call a game.
You have no idea. You have no idea. Where it's just like, one of the things about doing it remotely that people don't consider is, if there's a close play at third, the camera shoots it where the hand and the glove meet, and they don't show the umpire. Well, I'm at the park, so I tell you what the umpire's call is because I can see the umpire. But watching on TV, I can't see the umpire. So there's just stuff like that that's challenging.
Now, I know yesterday the White Sox and Brewers played a six-inning game, and I understand that now under the protocols that teams will play, what is it, anywhere from 5 to 7 innings? Is that the deal?
Yeah. Right, except for I think that for the ESPN national game, I'm not doing that on Wednesday. They're going to play 9. But, yeah, there's, they're basically looking at shortening the games, and the extra players aren't on the bench. They're trying to not have it not be as much the revolving door in terms of players during games, that type of thing. And this is what's actually been happening, whatever anybody wants to say. I think for an extended, I'm not nuts about putting up Cactus League standings, but if you have a guy, you're like, we have a reliever, we want him to throw 25 pitches, and then he gets to 25 pitches and the inning isn't over, you know, you could just roll the inning now, which I think is good. Whatever anybody wants to say, they're practicing, but that's what they're actually doing. You know what I mean? So, I think that, you know, at some point they should look at expanding it. You know, if there is one of the, you know, you go watch the Angels play and Mike Trout is out with a calf injury and, you know, the Mike Trout comes up to hit, and then, you know, later in the inning, you know, they have the innings extended, and, you know, Joe Maddon's like, hey, we'd like Trout to hit again. Like, let Trout hit again. Who cares?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So
I remember it used to be, it's not as loose anymore, but I remember going to Cubs spring training, and there was something really cool about seeing players in uniform, like walking across the street to another field to practice. And now it's a big deal with tickets, and it's a whole different scene out there, isn't it? I mean, it's pandemic notwithstanding, right?
Boom. Right. There were still people out there on the fences, on the edges. Normally, it is pretty mobbed, but it's always cool. I think that when you come from colder weather places. You know, baseball signals the start of spring, and seeing those guys in the uniforms and me being fortunate enough to work in this and going there. I mean, heck, guys, I got to the park the other day and I got to stand there and just watch them hit fungos and throw to bases. And I was delighted. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I was like, okay, let's go.
I know.
I just sat there all day.
I mentioned earlier that I just turned on the White Sox spring training game for a little bit yesterday. It just felt good to hear those sounds and see that scene. Boog Shambi doing his first marquee game, and that will be tomorrow afternoon, the Cubs and the Royals. So I'll let you go write some ad libs right now, Boog.
I got to scribble my ad libs down. That is exactly right.
Talk to you soon. Have fun out there.
Thanks, you guys.